escalated a little bit, just like this radio show has. Hey, exclusive Vikings Radio Network perch, pay attention, please. Can I get Covenant claps for Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater joining us right now? Teddy Bridgewater up here. What's going on, man?
Teddy?
This is a pleasant surprise. Holy cow, Tom West. Thank you. Teddy Bridgewater, thank you. What's going on?
Hey, man, you guys got it made down here. Under the shade, pavilion.
Yep. Stop staring at my steak.
Eating some steaks, man. Yeah. It must be nice.
Well, the thing is that Zimmer is always in such a hurry and so focused on football. When he zipped by in that golf cart that, by the way, looks like it's worth about 50 grand, I tried to clear it with him whether here's what's happening. Can the players have any? And he'd have none of it. So instead, with Mike, it's not going to be do it, and instead of asking for permission, ask for forgiveness.
Right.
No, I ain't doing that because I don't want him to go Laquan Treadwell on me and, like, body slam me before practice or something like that.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, we saw that the other day with Laquan. That strength was real. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I like. Aggressive guys, you know. He's going to tell you he's no pushover. And he sent a message, I'm pretty sure, to the defensive backs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the coaches were right next to Jabari Price yelling, "Jabari, get off the block, get off the block, get off the block." I'm watching it closely. It was a legit block.
There was
no holding here or anything. And then somebody throws something, and it ended right there. And then Zimmer came over and just, like, ended the whole thing. But you know what? Everything from the goal line moment that day through that, practice just went whoom.
Definitely.
Everybody got on their game.
Yeah, you know, those type of activities throughout practice, it usually sets the tempo, sets the tone of practice. And it was a very physical day, very competitive day, and that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
I think coming into this season, you know, Jeff Davidson, offensive line coach, former offensive line coach, got let go. And when they brought in Tony Sperano, they said, we want this offensive line to play with an attitude. Now, you know, was it a little surprising, and it's got to be a big boost, when you look at a situation where Laquan body slams a defensive back, that attitude just doesn't stop on the offensive line, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's something you guys want as an offense as a whole.
Yeah, as a whole offensive unit. You know, we want to have that aggressive mindset, that aggressive approach to each day. You know, we want to go out there and we want to attack our opponents. And, you know, whether it's body slamming a guy in practice or pushing and shoving in the end zone after a touchdown, you know, we're going to get our message across. But, you know, at the same time, we want to be a disciplined football team. So we want to be smart, disciplined, but also, you know, have play with a chip on our shoulder and have that aggressive mindset.
And Laquan is a receiver, so, of course, he wants to catch passes. So when you talk to Laquan, Laquan knows he's good. And he knows the season he just had in the SEC was super good and super tough. But he also knows he's a rookie, and, you know, there's just a pecking order of how you have to get the most targets from Teddy Bridgewater, and you're going to have to earn them. So when you talk to Laquan about his run blocking, it's almost like that comes so easily to him, and he's so good at it naturally. You could just tell Laquan wants to catch passes.
Oh, definitely. He's a physical guy. He's big, he's strong, and he does a great job in the run game. So I'm pretty sure the coaching staff is – you know, noticing what he's doing out there. And, you know, as the season progresses, as he continues to progress and develop, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he will find a role in this offense. You know, there's a reason we drafted him in the first round. And, you know, right now we just all as a team, as an offensive unit, we want to just continue and focus on getting better each day.
So the usually the mindset and the way training camp goes is the first couple practices the defense has the upper hand. They're playing a little bit faster. The offense is – they've got to be more in rhythm and timing. That's starting to change a little bit. I think that happened through the goal line period a couple days ago, that I think you guys kind of got your groove back a little bit as an offense. What have you seen from your offense from the first day to now? Is there a big change in your aggressive style and in the refinement of your offense that you can see so far?
You know, it just reverts back to us having that aggressive mindset, that aggressive approach. And like you said, usually when you put the pass on, the defense comes out there playing fast, you know, just banging and, you know, those things. But, you know, I think we have a group here who understands, you know, that we have to be an image of our head coach, you know, because Zimmer's a tough guy mentally and physically. So we want to have that same image that he has. And when we go out here and practice, you know, that's what we want to display.
I live vicariously through you in the off season via Twitter. So I'm like looking at your pictures and everything. What's the coolest, most exotic destination you went to in the off season?
Oh, man. I went to Punta Cana.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
It was pretty
turquoise
cool.
Turquoise water, white sand.
Man, it was awesome. You know, went snorkeling and everything.
That's
with the fish.
So nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you go to Atlantis?
Yeah, I did go to Atlantis also.
Atlantis is big. I took my kids there for their spring break this year. it's big, but when you find, like, that middle spot
right.
where you get out to the beach, you yep. got the slides and everything.
Yep.
Granted, it's crowded, but you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Atlantis is fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I had some conch over there and everything.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. They pull the conch out of the shell,
yeah.
chop it up right in front of you.
That's
pretty
nice.
Impressive.
Teddy Bridgewater, little, quarterback for the Vikings, Ben.
A little conch salad is pretty good.
I like conch salad.
Are you a travel guy? Like, is that something that you would like to do more of in the off season?
Yeah, I'm a big nature guy, so you know, I like to get out and explore nature. I have a camera, so, you know, I'm interested in just taking pictures, you know, getting a still shot of a waterfall with the waterfall and things like that, or, you know, getting a close-up on an insect. So those things, it's relaxing,
deep.
You know, it's exciting to me. It's also something new. I bought a camera 3 years ago, but I just decided to bring it back out this past offseason. One of the best decisions I've made so
yeah.
far. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of guys, I've met a lot of guys that – you know, explore the artistic side. And this is, people may find this hard to believe, but, you know, football players, yes, big, strong, and they got to be tough. But I've met a lot of guys that paint,
yep.
that sing, that write poems.
Yeah.
And for you, it's taking pictures. That's kind of your alter ego.
Yeah, definitely. It's just something different. Like you said, some guys sing, you know, I'm close with Jarvis Landry down mm-hmm. in Miami. And, you know, I'm at his house. We're playing the video games after a workout, and he has a guitar. He has a studio. He paints. And like you said, so those things, it relaxes us. You know, it takes our mind away from football sometime. And it's just something different. And different is always better sometimes.
So, like, on an off Tuesday, if the weather's nice or something and the lighting's right with the clouds and stuff, you'll go take pictures?
Nah, not during the season.
Not during the season?
I'm strictly and solely focused on football during
the season. What is a Tuesday being the league-wide NFL off day, big charity day, too? If you don't have a charity tie, what are you doing on a Tuesday or, like, after hours, after practice to try to get ready for the game?
You know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm physically ready and also mentally ready. So, you know, on a Tuesday I'll come in, I'll get a lift in, watch some tape, you know, to get a feel for our opponent that we're going to play that week. And then after practice, you know, I'm either getting a massage or, you know, going home, watching some more film and things like that. So always trying to have an edge on my opponents and also make sure that my body is ready to play 60 minutes on Sunday.
You know what's good for everybody involved is Griffin and Hunter on one side with Robinson. Now you got Khalil and Andre Smith on one side. Great battles in to make you better, too, because
definitely.
Everson's going to try to kill Matt every single play.
Right, yeah, and it's been some great matchups and some great competition out here so far in camp, and it's only going to make the team better. You know, the competition elevates the team and makes everyone around you better, so I'm glad that we have those guys on our team and I don't have to play against them on Sundays.
What do you like having about Sean Hill as your backup? How does Sean help you?
Sean is great, man. You know, I can sit here and talk all day about Sean and how great he is just as a person. But as a teammate, he's one of the leaders on the team. You know, he's a guy who sees things when I don't see it. You know, I'll come to him on the sideline and like, hey, what'd you see? Or he'll ask me, you know, what were you thinking? Or this is what I would have did. So with having him and his experience, you know, he's been in the league 13 years or 14 years, something like that. To have that experience, that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding of the game is just going to continue to help me as I progress.
And Sean has started many games, and of course he wouldn't mind playing, but he's not that guy behind the franchise quarterback who, like, is out to get the job.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Sean's like a third coach.
Right.
Where you can talk to Norv and you can talk to Scott, you can say certain things.
Right.
But with Sean, you can say anything. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, exactly. And Sean, I think Sean just wants to make me better. At the end of the day, he wants to do whatever he can to help this team. He wants to do whatever he can to help me better and ultimately help this team, a better football team. So whether that's, you know, seeing things from a receiver's perspective, a running back, quarterback, even a defensive back, he can go over and talk to one of the guys. And everyone on the team loves Sean because he's that guy on the team who you can go to, like you said, and talk about anything.
Yep.
So having him, he's been huge for us last year, and he's going to be even better for us this year.
Last one for Teddy. Ben?
Well, In the last couple of days, in the media world, it's been talked about with that Nick Foles asked for his release and got his release, and there's been speculated that, you know, he could be a guy that comes in here and competes for the number two, and is a guy that, much like every position in the NFL, you know, pushes the player in front of and commands this sort of competition. You know, even if that doesn't happen, the point is, in your position right now, you are the guy. You're inked in. You're the starter. A lot of people want competition at every position to make the guy in front better. How do you find the motivation to go out there, knowing that you don't have a guy that's behind you pushing you to take your spot? You got to find the motivation to get better you know, without that being there, without that force behind you?
You know, nothing in this league is guaranteed, you know, or promised. You know, these guys are on the rosters for a reason, and they're on the roster because they belong here, they can play here, and they've done it. So, you know, I still feel the threat of Sean Hill, you know, pushing me in as he can be a guy who takes my spot. You know, I never have that mindset where I'm comfortable, you know, because when I was a rookie, you know, I wasn't just a clear day one starter. You know, I ended up starting by way of injury. So anything can happen throughout the course of a season. So for me, I have that same mindset that, you know, Sean is my competition. You know, he's going to make me better. I'm going to try to make him better. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to ultimately make the team better. So I still feel Sean's threat. I still feel his presence, you know, as a backup quarterback, that he can be a guy that takes my spot, you know, because you think about it, he's been in the league for 13 years. He understands Coach Turner's system. You know, he has a ton of wisdom, knowledge, game experience. So if you think about it, he has the upper hand on me. But, you know, I just have to continue to just come out here every day and, you know, push myself, you know, to try to be the best quarterback in that room, but also, you know, to be a better teammate, to be a better leader, and just be a guy who guys can come to and just rely on.
You better look out the way Sean cut loose on that 30-yard run Monday, man, during practice.
Yeah, definitely.
Seriously, if it was a 40-yard run, that 40 may have been 5-4, but he did it well.
Yeah, I think every camp he averages about a 30-yard run. Hopefully he doesn't pull his hamstring or anything like that.
Thanks for helping the show.
Definitely.
Appreciate it, Teddy.
Definitely.
Teddy Bridgewater. Tom West, thank you very much. 9 to noon from Mankato continues after this.
You're listening to PA.
I will punch you, Paul.
On the Fan.